Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello? Hello? I think I can still use Mr. Pruitt's podcast feed to reach kids on Earth. Hiya, podcast people. In case you hadn't noticed, I'm not Oliver Pruitt. This is Daisy Zhang, coming to you live from down below at Colony Command Central. So, how are things on Earth? Out here? It seems we have a little volcano problem. And by little, I mean after sleeping for millions of years, 15-mile-high Olympus Mons has decided to blow its top and rain down a gigantic cloud of ash and soot that's gonna crush the entire colony! And if you think that wasn't bad enough, earthquakes! Yes, this eruption has triggered a bunch of earthquakes like that one. Some of the tunnels leading to the surface have already collapsed. We're trying to get everyone underground to the emergency shelter, but we've lost contact with some of the upper levels of the colony. So how are we gonna, you know, survive, you ask? I'm assuming that's what you're asking. And if you're not, well, what's wrong with you? Ah, stop shaking! Well, Julie and Toothpick are all the way up in the weather tower, monitoring the cloud of ash coming our way, trying to find a way to protect the colony. I'm underground in the command center, along with your resident Commander Orion, and my best roomie Caddy Patchett, and of course, the one and only Mars Patel. We've got those two nasty Martians, Aurora and Axel, locked up where it's safe. I don't know what's gonna happen. Mr. Pruitt had us prepare for everything, but not a volcanic eruption. So if you're on Earth and you're somehow hearing this, tell my parents. Tell them I love them.
Daisy, enough with the broadcast. Computer, status of the evacuation.
87% of colony population safely underground in the emergency shelter.
Where's everybody else, Daisy?
I don't know, Mars. The last tremor took down the sensors. There could be kids up in the greenhouse or the cafeteria or any of the passageways near the surface.
It's going to be okay, Daisy. We'll find them.
I want everyone in the emergency shelter before the fallout from the volcano hits us.
Orion, what about Aurora? Is she safe?
I told you to stay out of the way, Mars. Aurora and Axel are locked up. They're underground, so they're as safe as we are.
The secondary tunnels are losing pressure and air.
Then we'll need to stick to the main tunnels. Weather Tower, come in. What's the status of the eruption, Julia?
This is Randall Reed, sir. Mount Olympus is erupting steadily. The lava won't reach us in the valley, but the dust storm is sweeping the ash our way, and it's interfering with communications.
You're right. If the ashen rock hits the colony, it'll bring down every structure above ground.
I need you to find a way to keep that from happening. How much time do we have?
Maybe 20 minutes, maybe less, depending on the wind. Visibility up here in the tower is near zero.
Hold tight. Computer, have you been able to raise Pruitt Prep? Computer?
The computer is down again. What was that?
Sounds like we just lost our water tank.
Colony Central, this is Pruitt Prep. Do you copy? Colony, you there?
Jonas, is that you? Are you okay?
Mars, yeah, I'm good. How's life in the colony?
Not so great right now.
Yeah, sounds like a mess.
Can you please have your school reunion some other time? Jonas, What's the read on the eruptions from Earth?
The volcano was triggered. The wave's gonna trigger only be one thing, a nuclear blast.
Jonas, it's Caddy. Are you saying someone set off the volcanoes with a nuclear bomb?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And there's something else. I think that Prue is something.
Jonas, Prue prep. Does anyone read? Who would set up that bomb? Why trigger a volcano? Orion, are you listening to me?
Daisy, Caddy, I'm counting on you to find the people who are trapped up there.
Orion, you're leaving?
Find everyone and bring them to the shelter. No one gets left behind. I gotta fix this.
Orion, wait! Where are you going?
Is grown.
It's going to swallow the entire colony, starting with us in the weather tower.
It's not safe to be above ground when that ash cloud hits.
I was given an assignment, and I will not abandon my post. Orion assigned us to keep the volcanic ash off the colony.
Well, according to this monitor, Orion's shuttle just took off from the colony.
What? Where's he going? There's a volcano erupting out there. Orion, come in. Orion, do you read?
Not good. The wind is picking up.
Toothpick, you should leave the weather tower. One person can hold down the fort up here.
I'm not going anywhere, Julia. If you stay, I stay.
Prue Prep, come in.
We're all gonna die!
Take a deep breath, Daisy.
I've messed up so bad, Caddy. I'm supposed to keep track of everyone at all times during an emergency.
Prue Prep, come in.
And I lost them. I thought it was funny that we monitored the volcanoes. I never thought
You can't think about that now. We have to find the kids trapped above ground.
Field generator failure imminent.
Oh no, not the generator too.
Prue Prep, come in.
How am I supposed to find them all? The sensors are down. They could be anywhere. In the tunnels, or the greenhouse, or the cafeteria,
Daisy.
Or the loading dock, or the airlock.
Daisy!
What?
I can find them.
How?
Caddy will hear them in her head. Mars is right. I'll hear all of them if I'm close. But I don't know my way around the colony.
Caddy,
I know, Daisy. I'm scared too. I can't promise you it'll be safe or easy up there, but we'll do it together. Mars,
I'll stay here in the command center and try to reach Jonas again. Be careful, Caddy.
You too, Mars. Keep everyone safe. Come on, Daisy, let's bring them all home.
Okay, if you say so.
Hacking the tunnel walls, Axel. No one needs to see Axel was here spray-painted everywhere they look. We have more important things to do.
Wait until Orion sees what I did to his precious tunnel system, Aurora. That'll teach him to lock us up.
You understand what's happening up there, right?
I'm sure the colony is safe.
Does this feel safe?
Not so much.
What about our camp? What about the rest of the Martians out there? We were barely hanging on to begin with. The eruption could wipe out the Martian camp and everyone in it.
Then we have to go get them.
You go. Bring everybody here as fast as you can, and I'll let you all back into the colony. And prepare.
Prepare for what? Wait. I know that look in your eye, Aurora.
Mars Patel isn't the only one who always has a plan.
We gonna stick it to the colony? In the middle of the eruption?
If we're gonna finally get off of this planet, we can't rely on anybody but ourselves. That means we need to take control of the whole place.
They'll never see us coming.
Maybe you're the disaster they should be worried about.
This is Command Central to Weather Tower. Toothpick, Julia, I need an update on the ash cloud.
If we don't stop it soon, all the structures above ground will collapse under the weight. We'll use the greenhouse, the weather tower.
But you're in the weather tower, Julia.
Toothpick and I.
And Roni.
You've got to get out of there, Julia.
Are there still a lot of other kids trapped on the surface and in the tunnels?
Yes, Tad is trying to find them.
Then we can't leave. Not until we find a way to keep the ash cloud from collapsing everything.
We've already lost most of our nuclear and solar power. Wind power will go next.
Did you say wind power, Pick?
Yes, as in those ginormous metal windmills up on the cliff.
Once the ash cloud hits them, they won't be turning anymore. We won't get any power from them.
Pick, you remember Mrs. Lutz in third grade?
The one with the stinky perfume that made me gag?
It was so bad you almost had to leave the class.
Until you had the idea to rig the fan in the back of the room.
You did the hard part.
I don't see how this is relevant.
I simply hooked up the fan to a remote control so I could trigger it any time her perfume cloud got too close. It would just blow the stink right back to the front.
Can you guys do the same with those windmills up there? Can you turn them into giant blowing fans?
Instead of taking power from the windmills, we send power to them. We reverse the way they spin, giant fans to blow the ash cloud away from the colony.
Step aside.
Mars, take this in the spirit in which it's attended. I want to marry you.
Thank you, Julia. Can you do it?
Of course we can, right, Toothpick?
Of course we can.
We'll siphon off the power from everywhere else in the colony and send it right out there to the spinning windmills.
And it'll work?
For a while, at least. Hopefully by then, Caddy and Daisy will have brought everyone underground to the shelter. But a word of warning. If we start pulling power from the colony, it's going to get a bit dark and cold down there.
Can you hear anything?
I hear three people up in the greenhouse. How do we get there?
Tunnel's blocked up ahead, Caddy. If we reverse and go around the long way, we'll be walking forever.
We don't have time for that. What about the smaller tunnels?
They lost pressure and we don't have our helmets.
Then we hold our breath and run.
But what if we don't make it?
Look at me. That's not going to happen.
Okay, Caddy. I'm with you. I can do this.
Get ready. One, two, three, go!
Julia, I diverted 8% more power from the cafeteria.
I shut down the charging station, Toothpick. That's being diverted to the windmills too. Status of the fallout?
The wind picked up. The ash cloud is coming faster than we calculated. Have we found enough power to turn those windmills into fans?
We'll find out soon.
You know, Julia, if this doesn't work, we're...
I'm aware. Either way, Toothpick, it was an honor.
Right back at you. Cloud incoming in T-minus 30.
Start the fans, guys.
Okay, Mars. Sending all power to the fans.
And all good thoughts.
And all good thoughts. The cloud is still moving. T-minus 15.
Hang on. Still getting up to speed.
T-minus 10.
10% from the lights. Hit it! Here go the lights, Mars.
Ready.
It's working.
It's working?
It's working! The fans are holding off the ash cloud!
You did it! You guys did it!
Just make sure you get everyone to safety. We'll stay here as long as we can, but the fans won't hold it off forever.
Anybody else notice it's the end of the world out there?
JP, where were you?
I'm security. I was keeping things secure. How's the evacuation going?
Orion took off, but we're doing everything we can. Toothpick and Julia are in the weather tower holding off the ash cloud, and Daisy and Caddy are searching the colony for anyone who might be trapped on the upper levels.
Might want to add Aurora and Axel to that list. I kinda sorta let them out.
You did what?!
Before I knew about the volcano or earthquake or anything, you know what Orion did wasn't fair. I just wanted them to have a chance. I didn't know a volcano was going to erupt.
It's not safe out there. I need to find Aurora.
Mars, Aurora can take care of herself.
So can I. You stay. I'll be back as soon as I can.
How are we we holding up, Toothpick?
The fans are still doing the job. I think we've got some breathing room. Mars, have we heard from Caddy?
It's me, Pig.
JP!
Right on the street is you and Julia are rock stars.
Rock stars? I like that.
Someday, we'll tell our kids about the moment we saved the colony. Not our kids. Your kids and my kids, that is to say.
Of course. I'm gonna be with Epica. Our kids would be super smart, though.
What was that?
You don't want to know.
Don't tell me the other volcanoes are erupting now, too!
All right, I won't.
It's a chain reaction? Even the close ones?
Even the close ones.
But that means...
lava bombs.
Are those anything like what they sound like?
Giant flaming rocks raining down from the sky?
They're exactly what they sound like.
I can't. Not until Axel gets back. He went to get the rest of the Martians. I have to stay up here near the airlock to let them in. Mars, when the Martians come in, decisions are going to have to be made.
What do you mean? What kind of decisions?
You saw how Orion locked me and Axel up.
I tried to stop him.
He called us his enemies. When my friends show up here, if they make it at all, Orion will try to lock them up too. Mars, you're going to have to make a choice. People follow you. They listen to you.
Aurora.
Remember that promise you made to me on the space station? You said you're going to get me home. I'm counting on you to come through for me, Mars.
That's it. The lava bombs are going to destroy the weather tower. We did all we could. We've got to go.
She's right, Droney. The fans are out. Ash Cloud arrival is imminent.
Structural integrity unstable. Evacuate weather tower.
Rattle the ceiling! Toothpick, are you all right?
I'm stuck. This beam. I can't get it off my leg.
Hold on, I'm coming. Drat! My chair can't make it through.
Julia, what are you doing?
It's called crawling. Not very dignified, but I have to get you help. Hello? Can anyone hear me? We need assistance!
The relay system must be wiped out.
Structural failure imminent. Evacuate weather tower.
That means the roof is going to collapse.
I know.
This entire place is going to come down on us. You need to go, Julia. Now, before it's too late. Get back in your chair, take Droney. He'll help you get there.
Take my hand.
Julia.
I said take my hand. You didn't leave me, Toothpick. I'm not leaving you. If you stay, I stay.
Julia, are you sorry that you came here to Mars?
Not for a second. Whatever happens, I was here. Julia was here.
You guys having a party without me?
JP?
Toothpick, is this the way you take care of yourself?
Both of you stay down and get small. I'll cover you.
Go meet my friends at the airlock. This is where we say goodbye, Mars.
It's not goodbye, Aurora. I'll see you in the shelter once I find Caddy.
Sure, Mars. Thank you for coming 250 million miles to find me.
Mars to Command Center. Mars to Command Center! My model Pruitt spacecraft? Why is the engine light blinking?
Hello, Mars. I knew you'd find this. The answer to your problems is at the ocean. Hello, Mars. Hello, Mars.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.